This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
Melbourne is a great city to live in, but it can do better for a lot of people, especially people with disabilities. So we need to be making it more accessible and inclusive. We're all here about inclusivity here at Joy. And this morning we have Dr. Ellen Van Holstein from University of Melbourne. Ellen, Doctor, welcome. Can you please tell us what you're in today to talk about?
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. So I'm here to talk to you about a project we did with the City of Melbourne about figuring out ways to make the city more inclusive for people with disabilities. And so what we did is we asked people with different kinds of disabilities to come in and to brainstorm ideas to make the city more inclusive. So we asked a very open question and they could talk about all sorts of parts of their lives. So they could talk about education and transport and employment opportunities, events, the whole spectrum of things that the City of Melbourne is involved in. And then we asked them to rate those ideas. What did they think were the most important things that could make a big change? And we asked people who work for the City of Melbourne what they thought were the most feasible ideas. So which ones were the easiest to change? And then we figured out the ideas that were the most important for people with disabilities and the ideas we thought were most feasible to implement very quickly. And now the City of Melbourne is working on their disability action plan to make sure that those ideas are being implemented in the next couple of years.
Wow.
So did Melbourne Council give you like a guarantee that they're actually going to implement these things that people have come in and talked about? Or is it another one of these lovely things the government does go, let's have an inquiry, but we'll do nothing about it? Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, we live in an imperfect world. So the City of Melbourne is also limited in some of the things it can do. But it's expressed a really strong commitment to this process. It's been very involved and they're very committed to making sure that everything they can get into the Disability Action Plan, they will. And it's coming out this month, their new plan, so it's really exciting to see what ideas have made it in there and how they're going to engage with the ideas that turned out to be perhaps less feasible on the short term. Because just that ideas seem hard to accomplish doesn't mean that they shouldn't still be prioritized, but
so,
maybe
correct.
Well, so what's an example of what will be implemented?
So one of the ideas that that came out as being seen as very important to the community of people with disabilities and was seen feasible by staff was, for example, making government forms more accessible by making them easier to read in easier language, in larger font. So that's one of the things that hopefully we'll see in the Disability Action Plan coming out this month.
Oh, wow.
What were you shocked about most from, you know, during the survey? Like, what you thought...
Was there any surprises?
Surprises that you... I would have assumed that anybody who has an ability access issue... I thought we had lots of good places around now so people in wheelchairs could still get to theatres and get in and out to office buildings. Or are we still falling behind on that?
Well, I think one of the things that I think is very interesting is that often ways to make places more inclusive mean that people are actually being segregated inside those places. So, for example, when we look at trams,
yep.
Yes, a lot of trams are being made accessible, but it still requires that people wait at the end of the platform because that's the only door where people will be able to enter or exit the tram. So I think we need a shift in thinking about accessibility, which means that people are not segregated and people don't have to go out of their way to make sure that they can participate in life in the city.
Was there anything with the results, is there anything that surprised you about what people were after? Because otherwise it just sounds common sense to me that we want it accessible.
So I think one thing that came up that I hadn't been familiar with before is how overwhelming smells can be.
Oh.
So I think we're very trained, I think, in thinking about disability access in terms of physical features. Yes. And we're just learning to think a little bit more about communication, the forms, for example. But there's this whole other spectrum of things and ways of experiencing the city that can be very overwhelming and limiting for people. So we can think about sounds, but also smells. And so to truly make the city of Melbourne more accessible for people with all different kinds of disabilities, planners have to engage with people who have all kinds of different disabilities, and learn about these different things.
And where can people go if they want to follow this up and want to see what's happening?
Well, I think it's really important that we keep an eye on the Disability Action Plan as it comes out this month, because it's an excellent opportunity to hold the City of Melbourne accountable to how they are engaging in this process and how they are moving this agenda forward.
It should be a state thing. I mean, it's great that we've got, you know, the City of Melbourne were doing it, but we have people with lots of ability issues across the whole state. And, you know, you should be able to go to your local supermarket, the local 7-Eleven in your and still have access as well. So what happens next? Now we've had this report, then we're going to have the council look at it. What's next? Are we going to give them a scorecard? Do we give them a certain amount of time to implement the changes?
Well, I think these are really good ideas, Tom. I think you should join our team.
Well, I love to have an opinion on anything, because that's not a problem.
Yeah. How good are opinions?
That's it.
Well, one thing we're doing, a next step, is that we are now interested as well in talking to young people with disabilities to see what kinds of access barriers they experience in the city, because people excluded on different grounds. Stigma around disability is one thing that makes people sometimes miss out or be excluded, discriminated against. Mm. But age is another one. And so if a person has a disability and is under 18, then the chances of being invited onto a panel to express their experiences is even smaller. So now we're trying to engage with the same research questions in that way.
That's wonderful. Oh, thank you so much, Doctor. I love a doctor. Dr. Ellen van Holstein. Dankie wel.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much.
No, and it's very important, and you're right, we will be all watching this, because it's part of good community that we actually bring along those. We should bring along everybody in a community. That's the whole idea of a great
and
community.
It's wonderful to have things getting put in place, but it is right. It's about accountability. Sometimes we see something's going to come in, and then actually we just think that's been ticked off and we don't follow it up. So this is good. Follow it up, and we'll be keeping a close eye, Ellen. We will.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au, or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.